Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Welcome to the very last Thought Police. You thought that meant the very last Thought Police? No, it's the very last Thought Police of the fucking year, right? Because we're coming towards the end, if thank fuck, of 2021, one of the shittest years in the history of years, right? Although, in a funny sort of way, I haven't hated it as much as I hated 2020. But I started off this year where, do you remember, after Christmas, they went, "Oh, we'll have to lock everything down for maybe a month to save Easter." And then suddenly we were fucking stuck in lockdown from January the 1st. I can't remember what I did last New Year's Eve. I think I was in Sussex. Didn't really do much of anything. And then we didn't fucking emerge from that until about April.
Well, this time last year, just after Christmas, we were told you need a short, sharp lockdown. So we thought we'd get 2 or 3 weeks in January, and then we'd get on with our lives. Yes. Guess what?
Yeah,
we went
February
on to fucking
came.
May or February, July.
February came. No, I think it was May. The original Freedom Day was going to be June, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then it turned out not to happen in June.
July, wasn't
it? It turned out to be in July. So
July the 16th or something.
I mean, the previous year, we'd had a lockdown in March, which had lasted until around about sort of June, July. Because remember, you and I had a pub show on July the 4th, 2020.
That's right.
And that actually was all right. But the previous fucking year was a shit box of a fucking year because we couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't go. Do you remember we used to go down the fucking... There was a local pub that opened up, right, at various points, where you could stand outside and have a drink, right? But it was fucking freezing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
so we'd go,
standing around
we'd stand
outside.
Around outside in the fucking street, it's, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what we were thinking.
I ended up doing exactly what I said I'd never do. Standing around with you.
Standing in the
various
street.
Various friends.
Drinking.
In the street.
Shivering.
In the cold. Going up to that window in the pub.
Yeah.
And just saying, "Come with 2 pints, please."
Yeah, come on.
And yeah, that's right. And you had to fucking phone them from across the road.
Yeah, phone them.
And give them, tell them
ridiculous.
You were coming. And then you give them a card. And fucking unbelievable.
I mean, just ludicrous, right?
But you know, that quick 2 or 3 weeks in January turned into the best part of 6-7 months.
It almost did, yeah.
Yeah.
It almost did.
I mean, they fucked our lives.
The first chance anybody got to do anything was so-called Freedom Day, when everybody could get back to normal. And then it kind of felt like it got back to normal for a while.
Yeah.
And then you sort of, it's amazing what you forget, isn't it? It's amazing how, you know, when you think back to what you were doing in like February, March. I mean, we were talking last podcast about the fucking garden party that they had in Downing Street in like May of 2020. And I'd actually forgotten, but it was pointed out to me by the mother of my children, that on that day when they had that fucking party, I was down in Sussex having visited the kids for the first time in 8 fucking weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
see them, right? I stayed home. I stayed in London. I thought, this is probably what they want me to do. They weren't sure because everyone was a bit scared of what it might be fucking like. But now, look at where we are now, right? We're now sitting here wondering whether fucking New Year's going to be cancelled, whether the whole of fucking January is going to be fucked again by these total cunts. And they have no more fucking reason to do it than they had last year. In fact, last year they had a better reason to do it.
As I was just going off piece slightly, I had a Christmas card from Piers Morgan, which is a picture of him with Boris, pouring Boris a fucking great glass of red wine. Boris kind of smiling, Piers also holding a glass. And Piers, the caption is, "Business meeting."
Yes. I mean, what a fucking joke, right?
But yeah, I mean, the thing is, So we spent, it's almost hard to remember, isn't it? We spent the first half of this year basically locked down.
Yes.
Absolutely fucked. Nothing to do. And guess what? Look at us now. It didn't fucking work,
no,
did it?
No. I mean, the one thing that we can say, the one thing we can say, I mean, I had a few very interesting telephone conversations on the radio lately. And the one thing you can say without any fear or favour is that every fucking thing that they've tried hasn't worked.
Yeah.
Lockdown didn't work. Fucking vaccination didn't work. Booster didn't work.
Vaccine passports didn't work.
You know, shutting the borders didn't work.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, making countries red list so nobody could go there.
So what happens in the cabinet when Boris goes, God, none of those things work. What should we do? They'll go, let's do them again.
Let's do some more. Yeah, let's do some more of them.
Fucking
only
wankers.
We won't fucking bother. We'll just have plenty of fucking fun. We'll have as many parties as we fucking want. I mean, what about, and we didn't mention this in the last podcast, by the way, but we should, that bloke Case, right? A suitable case.
Off the case.
For fucking, yeah, off the case. What a fucking case of
shit. Yeah. He
right?
accepts.
Oh, I know. I'll do the investigation because I'm the top man for investigating into whether or not anybody's had any parties. Oh, I seem to have forgotten that I had a fucking party.
He hosted one.
What an arsehole.
Yeah. And apparently it had to be pointed out to him, Simon, you hosted a party.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I better take myself off the investigation.
Mm. Now they've given it to some other woman. God knows what the fuck she was doing. Probably getting
She works for him.
While the fucking rest of the country was locked down. I mean, that's the sort of thing that seems to be getting on with, you know, step this way to the gangbang. Yeah, sorry, I forgot about that when I was talking about, you know.
Fuck.
I'm pretty sure I was being spit roasted by a couple of members of the Foreign Office.
Yeah.
But it was a work meeting.
She won't remember it, but it will emerge.
No,
that was what happened.
And also, because they were fully dressed, it was still a work meeting, even though
that was a work spit roasting.
They only had their cocks out.
It was a work spit roasting.
If you've still got your suit on and your cock out,
fine. That was definitely a work thing.
That's fine. And there's pictures from number 11, of course, as you might expect. Now, the other thing that happened in January, right, and we should probably note this because people have forgotten, I think, just how fun it was when Donald Trump was president, right? Donald Trump, of course, famously lost the election, although he claims he didn't lose it, in November of 2020. But the inauguration
was January.
It all went a bit tits up. You know, Joe Biden managed to get a few people to fucking show up for the inauguration, but there was no crowd. They had to fucking guard the Capitol, right, with 20,000 National Guard troops. That's how
popular. Because of those cunts in Buffalo hats.
As people said, you know, this is supposed to be the most popular president in the fucking history of America. Why are they having to guard him?
So when did they storm the Capitol building?
That was January the 6th, I believe.
Right, so that was all those cunts in Buffalo hats.
Yeah, that was when
QAnon mob.
Yeah,
right?
The QAnon
mob. So they stormed the Capitol building. So that was really the opening shots of an eventful year.
It was.
Although
it was a bit of a sort of whimper, wasn't it? I mean, everyone was going on about how terrible it was and it was an affront to American democracy. But guess what? All the people that said it was an affront to American democracy were all fucking Democrats.
Yeah. And also, it laid the foundation for Donald Trump's return. He's the next president of the United States of America.
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised, you know.
I miss him.
I think a lot of people miss him because at the end of the day, Joe Biden is fucking shit, right? And old.
There is that.
And useless.
Yeah.
And fucking, you know, the only good thing about Joe Biden is that you sort of hope that every time he opens his car door, he's going to fall out.
Do you know who should be the president of the United States of America? And if only he could be the prime minister of Britain
who?
As well. Ron DeSantis from Florida.
Ron DeSantis, good man.
The guy who turned around about a year ago said, right, no more restrictions. Get on with your lives. Forget it.
Yeah.
And guess what? Florida's in a good state. It's in a really good state. Its COVID rate is much lower than fucking California and New York, where they've been bunkering down like cowards.
Yeah. We've seen the state of New York now, right? They won't even now allow anyone to employ someone or let them into a private building. This is a company, private company building, unless they've been vaccinated.
Yeah.
So
forget
about the fucking public sector. This is now the private sector being affected by it.
Yeah, that's really the story, isn't it? Can we all, not just in America, but all of us, all around the world, can we just stop being such cowards about a little virus?
I know.
You know, if it kills you, it's not the end of the world. I mean,
well,
it might
be
for
you,
but not the end of the fucking world.
Yeah, but I mean, the point is that, you know,
death is death and taxes.
Yeah,
they're inevitable.
But we, Kevin, you and I have lived through through plenty of dangerous situations. I mean, you've been in fucking riots, you've been in earthquakes, you've probably been quite near plane crashes, you've probably been in car crashes, you've probably been in several situations.
I've reported on some dangerous things.
Yeah, but also just in your own way of living.
Yeah.
You've been at dangerous fucking situations. You've been in parties.
I've created them.
You know, fucking shit could have gone down. You know, we've all been in bad parts of town when we shouldn't have been because we shouldn't have fucking gone there for a bad reason. You know, the point is that life is fucking dangerous, right? And now we've got this generation of people who are seeking to make it impossible for you to be in any harm whatsoever. Mm. You know, even if somebody calls you a bad name, you should have protection from that. Like, don't fuck off.
I was
now up, fucking get real, you cunt.
I was up in the lawless zone of in between Afghanistan and Pakistan once doing this story about heroin.
Yeah.
This is where they make all the heroin.
Yeah.
And we went to this village called Landi Katal. It's a fairly small village right in the middle of bloody nowhere near the Khyber Pass and all these fucking people.
Carry on up the Khyber.
I mean, they literally do dress like Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. Yeah. It's like a Disney movie.
Right.
And so we turn up, and this place, Landi Katal, back in the 80s, it was quite a small village. It was making like 3/4 of the world's heroin. And so they say, you've got to go to Landi Katal. So we turn up there. We're talking about dangerous situations. And they didn't like us being there, me and this photographer. We did have luckily we had a tribesman who was our guide, and he knew them all. But for an awkward 3 to 4 minutes, I did have a machine gun in my mouth.
Yes.
A bloke put a machine gun in my mouth.
They don't fuck around. Yeah.
And so you think, you know, so when it's all going to end... Mm. And you think, I'm going to die. So you think, how terrifying would that be?
Yeah.
And I was... this machine gun, I remember thinking, I was just going... This is going to be a fucking weird way to die.
Yeah, and also what a weird fucking place as well.
Yeah. Right? That's exactly it. So like,
but this is the thing. But that's your job, and you do your job, and you don't actually, at that moment in time, you don't sit there fucking trembling with fear. You just get on with it. I remember when we were in Bosnia, and this was a much less, chaotic scenario, because this was actually a split airport. It was when they all decided to do that day where they all flew in private jets, and David Owen flew in, Izetbegovic flew in from Sarajevo, fucking Karadzic flew in from Serbia, and they had this sort of meeting on the tarmac, right? And we were at Split Airport, and there was a bunch of journos, and these fucking gun-toting Croat sort of militia people who were protecting the whole thing, and they were like the guys that were running it. And we started going, we want to get out there. And they're like, no. And they started pointing guns at us. We said, oh, fuck you. We literally pushed them out of the way. They had fucking machine guns, right?
Yeah.
And we're doing that thing that journos en masse do, where you just go, you know what, fuck you, mate. We're going. And we went. And at some point or other, as I'm walking across the tarmac, I'm thinking, well, they could just fucking gun us down if they want to.
But they didn't.
But because in the end, that's not how you fucking play, is it?
Yeah, we've become too risk-averse, and that's the problem. By the way, those tribesmen, our guide talked them around, and then they became, you know, the way they are. They became our best friends.
Did you all end up shooting up and having a great fucking party?
So they made us... sit down and have a feast with them, and came and like slaughtered this goat in front of us. I said, oh, thanks, that's nice. And then they cooked it, so it's a happy ending in the end. But to go back to the sort of essential point, is what I think this COVID crisis is about, certainly in the Western world, is we've created generations of snowflakes who have lost the capacity to accept the inevitability of death.
Right.
And these stupid...
And or failure.
And these stupid-ass governments have dedicated themselves to keeping everyone alive forever.
Yes.
In other words, the impossible.
Yes.
It is
madness. We must stop people from dying unnecessarily. This is the new thing, isn't it? Where they talk about...
Stop people from dying.
But the phrase they use is something like excess deaths. What the fuck is an excess death, right? An excess death is a death. If you fucking die, you're dead. It doesn't matter whether you're excess or not fucking excess. If you die, it's because something bad has happened, and therefore it was not preventable.
Every person out there should ask themselves this question. Let's say last week, right, the week before Christmas, the average number of deaths per day from COVID was 112, right, which is pretty low.
They're all avoidable.
That's
what they say.
Yeah, but
that's
every person listening to this podcast, ask yourself this. In your heart of hearts, do you give a fuck?
No.
Exactly.
I couldn't care less.
That's what we've got to grasp.
I mean, I'm sorry if somebody loses a loved one.
We don't really fucking care.
I'm sorry if somebody loses a loved one, but to be honest, if I don't know who that person is,
exactly.
I'm not sorry. You know, people say to me, you've got no compassion. You can't look at an advert for
so what?
Starving
children.
You're allowed
not to have compassion.
Yeah, I don't look at an advert for starving children and immediately hand over half my fucking salary.
Yeah, because it'll go to some fucking Oxford-educated cunt.
Yeah, with his trousers down.
Probably raping people in fucking Cuba.
Yeah, with his trousers down, get his cock sucked by somebody in fucking Namibia.
That's why I don't giving money to charity because the rich cunts nick it all.
Yeah, that's the fucking main reason. But how about this? January the 20th, Joe Biden, and this will tell you everything that went wrong with America on this fucking day, right? Is inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States of America. Kamala Harris is the 49th vice president. The first female black or South Asian vice president, right? Then,
how's
guess
that
what?
Going?
Guess what he did? Yeah, not really very well.
Fucking right? Everybody hates her.
But the first thing he fucking does, right, is he reintroduces fucking, he reintroduces the Paris Climate Agreement. He rejoins the World Health Organization and he mandates masks on federal property.
Yeah, I know.
Talk
I know.
About well, start as you know, mean to Biden's, go on.
Biden's story, it's been a terrible year for him. It's been an even worse year for Kamala Harris, the most hated woman in Washington and indeed the world. She's fucked. He's fucked. He won't fight the next election. Whoever does fight it will lose to Donald Trump. There's your American story.
Yeah. Now, I've got one for you, right? You might have forgotten this one. February the 23rd, right?
Yeah.
The world's worst driver, Tiger Woods, has another crash. This is the guy who couldn't fucking get away from his ex-wife quick enough. He drove straight into a fucking fire hydrant, smashes up his fucking Cadillac Escalade. She comes after him with a 9-iron, right?
Yeah.
This is the one where he's driving in LA between supposedly one fucking
whore
golf
to
tournament.
Another.
Going to, no, apparently he's going from one golf tournament to be appearing on some TV
show. Oh, that was, to be fair,
and he rolled the fucking car, right? Because he was doing about 190 miles an hour. He's only just fucking recovered. He was playing this weekend with his son. Did you see?
Yeah, I saw it.
In some kind of tournament where you have to have won a major to play with your son. He looks a bit of a forlorn figure now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, what a fucking incredible story, though. Tiger Woods. And I mean, I'm not saying I don't have sympathy with him, but I sort of do have a little bit of sympathy with him because he's such a cunt, right? There's no question that he's clearly an absolute
bastard.
What
a fucking golfer, though.
But most
of
these guys have to be like that. It's like Nick Faldo. Yeah. Nick Faldo was an absolute bastard. Yeah. Hated, you know, that he had to be fucking interviewed by the press. Hated the fucking press. Loved women. Was constantly getting himself into fucking trouble as a result. But, you know, these guys are driven in a way that ordinary people are not. But Tiger Woods, what a fucking way to destroy your own little world.
Yeah, but he's made billions and he's got a private
Yeah, but he's
jet.
Clearly not very fucking happy.
He could have become you know, statistically the greatest golfer ever, but he didn't quite make that because
I knew he wouldn't.
Because he turned to drugs
and
whores.
And fucking as they said in Goodfellas, bagging cocktail waitresses two at a time in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
It's fucking extraordinary.
Yeah.
How about this, right? March the 7th. I would have said this happened a lot later in the year, but March the 7th, Oprah Winfrey interviews.
Is that when it was?
Harry and Meghan.
That's a good one.
Harry and Meghan.
Couple of cunts.
Apparently, Meghan was made suicidal and subjected to racist treatment by the palace. This is according to an American fucking knock-up version of history. So that's how she's managed to convince everyone that she was treated. What an absolute travesty.
Well, I have a question. Is she the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, or is she just a lying little fucking toe rag? Fucking Princess Pinocchio.
I see somebody's now talking about wanting to play her in a fucking TV show. Surely to Christ, that's not going to happen, is it?
Oh, God. They're going to make a show of those two.
Well, it says here, she looks...
What's it going to be called? Abbott and Costello?
This is Gugu Mbatha-Raw, right? The woman from this new show, which is out at the moment. You know that woman who's in the new show, The Girl Before, which is supposedly taking the world by storm? I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It looks like a little bit...
Sounds like shit to me.
But anyway, she supposedly could play Meghan in a future episode of The Crown.
Terrific.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. That couple of cunts they are. They fucked it up this year, didn't they, really badly. Harry's just a fucking ocean-going twat.
He really is.
And she's a fucking liar, Princess Pinocchio prick. So fuck them.
Yeah,
fuck
exactly
them sideways.
Right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of... Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
March was a big month. That was the year. That was the month that Piers left Good Morning Britain.
Well, of course,
it was
because he said that he didn't believe a word she said.
It was also the month that Prince William says the royal family is very much not a racist family. So there you go. So that's amazing how long ago that was, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't realise it was that long ago.
Move on
and the rest
the
is
month
history.
To see whether or not you know, we can find some more things. But all I've got here.
Well, I think the next big thing has got to be Matt Hancock, isn't it?
Matt Hancock. Yes.
June.
Yeah. Was that June?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a complete plonker!
It was
absolute. I mean, the fact that he didn't win Plank of the Year is extraordinary to me.
Well, I recall, I think I got this right. It was on June the 21st. He was pictured, or the Sun got hold of that photo of him snogging his bird.
Canoodling.
Gina Colodangelo. Gina Colodangelo.
Colodangelo!
In the middle of the health department.
Yeah.
He goes home to his wife and says, there might be something in the Sun you're not too keen on tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Tells the kids he's fucking off.
Right.
Tried to cling on to his job for 2 days. Before
absolute,
he finally resigned. And
swat.
That fuckwit, Johnson, allowed him to stay. Didn't
well, do you
want
remember,
him to go.
Well, do you remember his first reaction to the story was, I consider this to be the end of the matter.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Really? Well, yeah. We fucking do.
Yeah, well, what he's found, he's an entitled fucking old Etonian cunt. And
right.
He has learned through this year that the decisions, the big decisions, are not his. They're the people's. If the people decide, they do not want your decision, you better fucking change it.
Yeah.
So his decision was to save Hancock, and the people said, no, yeah. You're not saving.
Do you know
that
what I found really
fucking
interesting
two-timing
about the whole,
Romeo
yeah,
rat
the whole
cunt.
Fucking Romeo rat cunt scenario, as you say. The trouble with old Hancock is that he has this clearly incredibly high opinion of himself, right? So ever since he's been out, he's been trying to get back in, right? First, we had the debacle of the UN job, yeah. Where he made out that actually, you know, he was being offered a new job to be part of some kind of development of the vaccine in fucking
well,
Africa.
Well, it was
right?
out to help Africa,
yeah.
Out
Nations,
of the pandemic.
Right,
right. Yeah.
But the thing that really got me, and this didn't get paid too much attention, was the way that all of the previous fucking colleagues of his, including quite senior cabinet colleagues who were still in the cabinet, right,
yeah.
Said, isn't it great to see Matt back in public life? He's been missed. He's such a great talent. I mean, literally sucking his dick, saying how great this guy was and how the government of the day had missed him. And you're kind of going, how much fucking judgment have you people
fucking
got?
Fucking useless.
James Cleverly was one of them, right? And
useless.
I always thought James Cleverly was quite a smart guy. But he was
but
fucking
they all do
hosing
this.
Him down with bullshit. What a great guy.
Well, they all
what
live
great
this,
to have him
they
back.
Live in this
fuck
world.
Off.
They live in this weird world where they all believe each other to be tremendously talented.
Yeah.
They're just bullshitters who shoot shit on telly.
Yeah.
It's a load of old crap. Most of them are fucking useless. And Hancock was absolute crap.
And they're sitting there... in that fucking garden meeting, once again, I'm sorry to keep going back to the same thing, but it's so
interesting. Oh, yeah, that's right, he's there, isn't he, old
you know,
Matt?
The basic problem that these people have is they don't see themselves as we see them.
I know.
Matt
of course,
Hancock clearly
well, they see
thinks,
themselves as towering
yeah.
colossuses.
I mean, they clearly think they're geniuses because they're surrounded by these fuck-witted sort of, you know, people from
Oxford. Well, that's their world. That's
go,
their world.
Oh, you're so clever, Dominic. Yeah. Or you're so clever, Matt. Yeah, well, how did you get to be so clever? Fuck off.
Well, they all go, oh, he's terribly talented. He's a real talent, real asset to the government. In what way are they talented? In what fucking way?
I mean,
they're
good
sort
at lying.
Of like slimy politicians trying to climb up the greasy fucking pole. And so Hancock, you know, he keeps pitching this shit book of his, you know, How I Saved the World
yeah.
When I Was Health Secretary. And apparently, like, the treatment he gave to the publishers, they went through it and said, yeah, Matt, could be a good book, but there's a little kind of episode that you seem to have missed out. And he goes, what's that? You know,
yeah.
When you got caught in the health
when
department
you had that
snogging your fucking
yeah.
bird.
When you had that bird in, bird's arse in between your
yeah,
hands.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So he didn't put that in.
Well, he left it out.
Yeah, it's not in his treatment.
I mean, for fuck's sake, what is wrong with these people?
Yeah. I don't think he's coming back anytime soon.
No,
I think he's fucked
it. I fucking
it.
Hope not.
But that was, I'll tell you what was so significant about that story. 21st of June, 20, so literally right around the middle of the year, and it was when the wheels started coming off the Boris
it's
bus.
True, because people started to think to themselves, hang on a minute, does this guy...
They're not obeying
fucking...
their own rules.
And also, not only that, but this was the guy who was the sort of poster boy for everything.
Yeah, for
you
the
know?
Locking down, yeah.
No, not just locking down, but remember when he had that ridiculous fucking outburst on television when he started crying because the vaccine had somehow...
Yeah, because the vaccine is saving us.
I don't trust a politician, particularly a male politician, and I know people will say, oh, what are you sexist about, who starts fucking blubbing and crying on the air just because something has happened, which you have somehow decided is entirely down to your responsibility.
Do you know
fuck that shit.
You know that, like, in the modern world, they say it's good for a man to cry and show his emotions.
Up to a point.
Well, no, I say no. I say if you do that, you're a fucking wanker.
Yeah.
Don't cry in public. Well, you're a man.
It's one thing to cry if you've got a very good reason. Getting a fucking vaccination is not a reason to fucking burst into tears, you complete fucking arsehole.
Yeah,
right?
but when I was at school, every time you cried, the teachers used to hit you. So they hit. I mean, seriously, we used to get fucking hit all the time if you cried. So I've had crying beaten out of me by my teachers, which is why we should go back to corporal punishment
why you're such
in
a cruel
school.
Individual.
Yeah, we should go back to caning kids, especially if they fucking cry.
I used to get caned, and it didn't really fucking bother me.
Yeah,
it also didn't make me behave any better, by the way.
No,
I mean we used to have a league table. We used to have a guy that would take us up to the top of the school, and there was always something slightly dodgy about him. His name was Mr. Bloomline, and he was a bachelor. And he used to have a slipper, and he would basically make you bend over the desk and whack you with a slipper. Not with a bare ass, luckily. That would have been a bit weird. But, you know, still, we were fucking not young. We were like 15, 16.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's, you know, that's getting into what I would regard as slightly dodgy territory.
I did this,
you know? So if you want to spank my ass, mate, you should pay me.
I was getting caned, right, when I was I was 17, right?
Right.
When I was at school, I was getting caned by the headmaster, Slug yeah. Bishop. And he's like... whacking me fucking hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm 17. You know, I'm basically a
You're
bloke.
Probably big enough
no,
to
I'm
beat
just
the shit
going,
out of
so
him, right?
So he's whacking me and I'm just going...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So he's determined to get a reaction from me. So by the time he's giving me six, by the time he gets to five, he's like running across the office, whacking me as hard as he can.
Right.
And I just turn round to him and actually it was fucking hurting by then. And, you know, in a temper, I just said... I'm 17, you cunt. So you should have felt the sixth one. It was really bad.
Yeah, I bet. Absolutely right. I mean, what else stood out for you, though, from 2021? I mean, was there anything
well,
good?
Well, I mean, I
was there
think...
anything good that happened?
Well, yeah.
I'm looking up if there anything good happened.
Well, we were able to go to football again.
And all I'm finding here is, like, most diverse awards season ever. Fuck off.
I can't stand good
now,
news.
Now, here's one that I fucking really pissed me off. This was these cunts in fucking the Olympics who shared the gold medal. Do you remember them? Fucking Italy's Gianmarco Tamberi and Mutaz Barshim of Qatar asked to share the top step of the podium at Tokyo Olympics.
That's a
fucking
outrage,
in a men's high jump. What a load of shite. That actually sums up 2021.
That is an affront to the fans.
That sums up 2021.
We want a winner.
Yeah, you don't want to fucking share the fucking gold medal.
It's
fuck
not
off.
Up to the competitors to decide, well, we're going to share this.
Yeah.
You might as well say, oh, that poor little fucker who came last.
Yeah,
let's give him the gold medal.
Well, let's just not bother giving any medals away. Just give everybody a medal for taking part. You know, be like going to school again, where it's all very well winning, but you can only win as a team. You can't win as an individual. Fuck off.
I can't stand the Olympics anyway.
The
shit.
Fucking Olympics are on this year, right? I will not be watching.
They're bollocks.
Because they've now had two in 2 years, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, who cares
what
about
the fuck?
Shot puts?
What the fucking shot put.
Shit like that. You know? Yeah. Oh, look, he jumped a long way, didn't he? So fucking what?
What about that fucking jiu-jitsu and all that shit?
Exactly.
I mean, fucking rubbish. Absolute cobblers.
Who gives a shit?
I mean, I want to see people swimming. I want to see people running.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I don't even want to see that. I mean, you know, when do you go and watch people running?
I don't mind watching running at the Olympics. Once every 4 years you can watch it. That's
yeah, but I can't be arsed. I don't care.
Yeah,
don't
fuck
care.
It. All right, Britney Spears on the 12th of November freed from her conservatorship.
I think they should get her back into that conservatorship because she's a cunt, isn't she? She sings
so
like,
fucking negative.
She sings like
right,
Pinky and
I'm
Perky.
I'm
going
to ask you the fucking penultimate question of the Thought Police's year, right?
Okay.
Because Thought Police have had a great year, by the way, and I want to thank everybody because we had that great show that we did in the summer, which resulted in me getting banned from that fucking posse club of yours, right? The fucking Ivy Club. Where I've never been back, by the way.
Well, that's because you're fucking banned. Because you were pissed
then,
and you called all the staff cunts.
I did not. I did. Well, that's because they tried to throw me out, the fucking collection of bastards. But anyway, the fucking place isn't that good. But I'm going to go back into disguise next year. Then we had the second show at the Half Moon in Putney, which was a fucking
amazing,
great try.
Amazing
great success.
Day.
So thank you to everybody who's not only supported us, but also the fucking the podcast is now very high in the charts all the time. It does a lot better than a lot of what you might regard as
respectable
seriously
podcasts.
Respectable, but no, but very professionally put together. I mean, this, even though we are professional broadcasters, this is done very much as an act of love by some very nice people that help us with
it. Yeah, you're right, right?
And I want to thank them as well. But we've really had a good year because we're next year going to be going to Newcastle, where we're doing a show up there. And we're going to be doing more shows as well over the course of the year, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great for us. But you have to have a fucking highlight. I know that you're the most negative fucking man alive. I know that you fucking hate everybody and everything. However, surely you must have a highlight of 2021 that you can share with us, that you can say, actually, genuinely, this was a good thing.
I got two then.
Go on.
I mean, taking over the weekday 7 to 10 slot.
That's good.
On Talk Radio.
I like that.
So, you know, well, Talk Radio.
James.
Talk, well, you know, me and James Whale. I actually like James.
Yeah, Mayer. I know. It doesn't fucking sound like it sometimes, but, you know, it's good entertainment.
It's just like, I'm not sure I should have called him a rapist other day.
I did see that you'd called him that. And
yeah,
I wondered where he got that
he
from.
He said, oh, that's a libel, I'm going to sue you. I said, well, you don't understand the libel laws, because what I actually said was, if you can tell lies about me, I'll tell lies about you.
Yes.
You're a rapist.
Yes.
But I actually like James.
Yeah.
And away from the microphone, he's a good guy. He's a bit of a fucking vaccination obsessionalist, apart from that. But
he is, but he's a good man.
Yeah,
he's
a decent guy.
He's a great addition
he's
to what we do.
Decent guy.
Even though you don't like him. I know a lot of people don't like him. And a lot of people.
I didn't say I don't. I do like
no,
him.
No, I don't. No, I'm not saying you don't like him, but I said a lot of people don't like him because of what he says. But let's face it, in the end, this is what we do. Some people agree with us, some people don't. You shouldn't dislike people just because of what they say.
No, indeed. So, taking over that show, doing the five days a week, five nights a week, and continuing to do it, that was probably a great moment for me. And, you know, to just reiterate, to repeat really, but probably... I can't think of a better day that I had all year than our Half Moon Day.
That was great, wasn't
it? I mean, not only was it the show great and drinking and the venue, afterwards we pissed it up like crazy.
I know.
And then I mean, we went our separate ways, but I went on to go out for fucking dinner, have another bottle of...
Yeah.
Christ, I was pissed.
Oh, I know, it was great. No,
it was
but
a fantastic day.
And it's a fantastic way to make a living, and we're very fortunate, I think, that we can do that. And, you know, funnily enough, I had to go and do a thing with the IEA earlier in the year, where they said to me, you know, we're going to sum up the year, bloody blah. I did one particular month with a guy from Guido Fawkes.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, we're asking everyone to value and rate the year. And everyone was kind of going, well, you know, 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10. I went fucking 10. 10 out of fucking 10. Because it's been such a great year for me personally.
Yeah.
And I know that for a lot of people it's been tough. And you have my absolute and utter sympathy. It's been tough for all of us in some ways. I should be in fucking New York right now.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be here. But, you know, life goes on. I'm not going to fucking bleat on about it forever. But, you know, for some of us... 2021 was a good opportunity to go, you know what, fuck you to the government, fuck you to your fucking rules, and fuck you to your fucking restrictions. And I'm going to keep saying that in 2022. It's going to make me a happy man.
It's going to get worse. Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree. So yeah, I agree with you. I mean, work-wise, social-wise, as much as we were allowed to socialise.
We managed all right.
Football-wise, it's been good for me. Fulham are having a great season. So, you know, I'm sort of enjoying myself, but the slight... cloud over that, there's quite shadow over it all, is that you sort of feel it could be better if these fucking people in the government will give us our lives back.
Just fuck off.
Stop locking us down. Stop all this. Give us our fucking lives back. Give us our freedom back, and then everyone will be hunky-dory.
Exactly. Fucking twats. We'll see you in the new year.
Cunts.
Let's fucking go, and let's fucking have a good one, and enjoy the new
year. Tell them all to do one in 22.
Exactly.
Take your lives back. Reclaim your lives.
Yeah. Taking back control. That's what it's like.
That's a good phrase.
That's what we're doing. Fucking cunts.
Cunt.
That's up. That's it. You've seen the state of New York now, right? They won't even now allow anyone to employ someone or let them into a private building. This is a company, company building, unless they've been vaccinated.
Yeah.
So
forget
about the fucking public sector. This is now the private sector being affected by it.
Yeah, that's really the story, isn't it? Can we all, not just in America, but all of us, all around the world, can we just stop being such cowards
I know.
About a little virus?
I know. January the 20th, Joe Biden, and this will tell you everything that went wrong with America on this fucking day, right, is inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States of America. Kamala Harris is the 49th vice president, the first female black or South Asian vice president, right? Then, guess what he did? Yeah, not really very well.
Fucking
right?
Everybody hates her.
But the first thing he fucking does, right, is he reintroduces fucking... he reintroduces the Paris Climate Agreement. He rejoins the World Health Organization. And he mandates masks on federal property.
Yeah, I know.
Talk
I
about
know.
Start well, as you mean to
Biden's,
go on.
The Biden story, it's been a terrible year for him. It's been an even worse year for Kamala Harris, the most hated woman in Washington and indeed the world. She's fucked. He's fucked. He won't fight the next election. Whoever does fight it will lose to Donald Trump. There's your American story.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.